good afternoon.
大家午安。
Try that one. All right. There you go.
Well, happy December.
大家十二月份了，大家都应该，大家十二月份快乐。
Are you guys happy?
Yeah. 大家啊，最近都蛮高兴的，是吧
？I hear your voices say yes, but your faces tell another story.
所以呢，我听到着大家呢，声音是说回答说说很高兴，但是呢，脸上的表情好像说是不一定很高兴啊。
It's okay. There's a lot on people's minds.
Yeah, 在于呢，大家其实我们的脑子里面可能在想很多的事情。
So I completely understand.
所以呢，完全可以理解。
All right, let me start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for today as we come into the close of the year, as we enter into Advent, and we pray, oh God, that this would be a year that we continue to be.Shaped by you, that this, as we come into the end of the year, that you would continue to move in our hearts and our minds, that we would have hearts of flesh, not hearts of stone, that we would look to the person of Jesus as our inspiration, as our Savior. God, that we would not be consumed by the ways and the things of the world, but Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Help us just to know you, as we draw closer to Christmas. We thank you for this time.Pray all these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so this morning I'll be preaching or speaking from the book of Philippians.
今天下午的信息呢是从这个腓立比书的信息啊。
Chapter 2, verses 5 to 11.
所以呢是第二章的从第五节到第十一节。
So let me read it to you very quickly.Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place,And gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
腓立比书的第二章五到十一节，我给大家念一下啊。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象。不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升高，升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万灵之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。使荣耀归于父神。
So, recently in American politics, there's a lot of talk about the 1%.
所以呢，我们可能经常如果有关注这美国的政治的话，我们经常听到了他们会讲说那个最高的百分之一。
So, the 1% are the richest 1% of people in the US, or in the world even.
所以呢，这个百分之一讲的是说，这个世界上的百分之一的人口，或者在美国的百分之一的人口。
By assets, how many of you think that you're even in the top 50% of global wealth?
所以呢，如果我问大家一个问题，如果按你们自己的所拥有的资产来说呢，你们想说自己在不在这个全球的百分之五十以内
？How much do you think it takes?
那你讲的呢，需要有多少钱？多少的资产才能进入这个全球的百分之五十的这个排名
？So that's not that hard to be in the top 50%.
哦，原来其实不太困难，要进入这百分之五十这个范围不太困难。
According to the Economist, it only takes about $2,500 to be in the richer half of the global wealth.
那如果说如果根据这个经纪人学这个文这个杂志来说呢， 原来你只需要$2,500就可以进入到这个全世界的50%的这个按资产来说50%的排名。
But we're not going to shoot so low. How about the top 10%?
当然我们不会说以这么低为标准，对吧？那我们看说，这个10%最高的那个10%需要多少钱
？In assets, only about $75,000.
我原来如果从资产的角度，大概只需要这个$75,000的资产就可以进入这10%了。
I know some of you have that much in your wallet.
所以我想说，你们呢，有些人可能就钱包里面就有这么多钱了。
How about the top 1%?
那再问一下呢，那最高的那个1%要多少钱
？That's the club we want to join.
那可能是我们都想说，我们就想加入那个俱乐部。
About $750,000.
那大概是75万美金的这个资产。
You're thinking, oh yeah, my house. I already have that in my house.
所以大家我想说，对啊，我的房子就已经值那么多钱了。
So is that enough for you, whatever you have?
那所以呢，问题就是说，那个对你来说足够了吗
？What's your goal?
那你的目标是什么
？Do you want to be in the top 1%?
所以你想进入那个最高的那1%那个行列吗
？And if you're already in the 1%, do you want to be in the top 0.1%?
如果说你已经在了1%那个范围里面那个队列里面的话，那你想再进一步进入那0.1%那个范围吗
？And you're thinking, of course.
那你想说当然了，对不对
？Are you getting closer to that goal every year?
那你每一年可能都更加接近那个目标。
And again, you're probably thinking, yes, I am. I'm doing quite well.
所以你想说，可能你在想说，是啊，没错，我每一年都有进步哈，还可以。
Roughly in your head, calculate how much you're worth.
所以呢，如果说我问说，哎，就在你脑子里面大概算一下，说你大概值多少钱，就是你的资产值多少。
Do you all have a rough number?
你们应该有没有一个大概的数字
？Doesn't have to be exact.
不太需要很准确，大概的数字就可以了。
I assume many of us keep a very close eye on our financial condition.
所以我想呢，我猜呢是说我们很多人。对我们的这个我们的财政状况都是非常的关注的。
In fact, we often pay more attention to our bank accounts, our real estate holdings, and our stocks.
那实际上可能我们呢很多人对我们的这个银行户口啊，我们的这个房地产啊，还有我们的股票啊，对这些呢可能都更加的关注。
Than even our own spiritual condition.
可能比作对于我们自己的这个灵命的成长或者状况可能更加关注。
Let me ask you this.How are you doing in following Jesus?
我想问大家一个问题哦，就是说，那你们在跟随主基督耶稣这个事情上，你们做得怎么样？
Has your maturity grown in the last several years?
那你的这个灵命的成熟度有没有在过去这一年里面有没有成长？
As quickly as your financial assets?
有没有说跟得上说你的这个你的财务的你的这个金钱的成长速度？
Do you measure the kind of fruit you've been bearing that Paul describes in Galatians?
那这个大家有没有说去衡量一下说过去这一年你所结了什么样的果子？就像这个保罗在这个在这个经文里面所说到的
，love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
那就是这个慈爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Yeah, how are we doing?
所以我们大家就觉得自己做的怎么样
？Are you kinder to your wife or your husband?
那你对你的妻子或者丈夫有没有更加的温柔
？Are you showing them more patience every day, even if they continue to annoy you?
那即使呢，他们其实很觉得很烦，你觉得他们很烦，但是你有没有给他们更多的爱心
？Are you more forgiving?
你有没有更加的宽容？
You know, in Matthew 18:22, Jesus says to what? Forgive 70 times 7 times.
所以在马太福音的这个18:22，耶稣说：“我对你说，不是7次，乃是到70个7次。”
In all likelihood, it's really just forgiving the same things over and over again.
所以呢，这个很有可能就是说你必须要这个宽恕同一件事情，而且不止一次，一次一次的宽恕同一件事情。
You're not really forgiving 490 different offenses.
所以你是不会说去要去饶恕说490种不一样的冒犯哦。
It'll be 7 of the same offenses over and over and over and over again that you'll have to forgive.
对，所以很有可能就是说是可能7种一样的这个冒犯，但是你要去 宽恕这些冒犯的，不重复不断的去宽恕这些冒犯。
And this is what happens in a relationship.
这可能就是在你日常的这个关系里面所发生的事情了。
And it's hard to forgive the same thing over and over and over again.
所以呢，其实有时候很困难，就是要去原谅同一件事情，不断的去原谅同一件事情。
How are you doing in loving others?
那你在去爱别人这个事情上，你做得怎么样呢？
How about the unlovable?
那对于那些不可爱的人，你能去爱他们吗？
The relative who has hurt you or taken advantage of you.
或者说你的亲戚可能是伤害了你，或者说占了你的便宜，是利用了你的。
Remember, you don't get credit for loving those who love you.
所以呢，大家可能要记得，就是说你去爱一些爱你的人，但是你这个事情你是不会得到赏赐的。
Even the tax collectors do that.
所以呢，几乎税吏都会这样做。
Even the bad people of society do that.
所以即使说我们认为社会上那些坏人也会这样做。
Gang members.
所以那些黑帮的人。
Criminals.
罪犯。
They love people who love them.
他一样是爱那些爱他们那些人。
Remember that these things that Jesus is telling us to do and to be are really for us.
所以大家可能要记住，就是说耶稣告诉我们要做这些事情，其实是真的是为了我们自己。
Being kind, being patient, being forgiving, being gentle.
所以这些要慈善温柔这些呢，其实都是对我们有好处的。
We always mistake it for helping those benefit other people.
我们有时候经常想说这些事情其实是对别人有好处。
But in actuality, it helps us.
其实在实际上其实是帮助我们自己。
Why?
那为什么呢？
Because it forces us to draw closer to Christ.
其实呢，那是说会帮助我们，而且是推动我们呢，和耶稣基督更加的亲近。
Because we can't do these things by ourselves.
因为其实我们自己没有办法做到这个事情。
People are too annoying.
所以有时候说人呢是实在是太令人这个烦恼了。
Too many people are frustrating.
那有很多人其实会让你觉得很心烦。
Right? Our husband, our wife, our children, our co-workers, people just get on our nerves.
所以呢，就是我们的配偶、我们的丈夫、妻子，对吧？孩子、我们的同事，对吧？有时候真的是让我们真的觉得心里呢很不舒服。
Because they don't listen to us.
因为他们不听我们的话。
And they should know that we're always right.
他们应该知道说我们永远都是对的。
So evaluate yourself.
所以呢，可能要评估一下你自己。
Are you depending on Christ?
那你有没有全心全意的依靠耶稣？
Are you following Christ?
有没有在跟随着耶稣？
You know, we like to say yes, but our fruit is really a test as to how we're doing in that area.
你想说我们每个人都想说是的，我有跟随的吧？那实际上真正去表明我们有没有跟随耶稣基督的，其实是我们平常的行动。
Just as our assets hold the key and barometer to our financial health,How is our 人品？
对，那就像说我们平常的这个我们的资产，其实是对我们的这个财政状况是否健康是非常重要一样。我们要看一下说，要想我们的人品怎么样。
Here's the problem. We often think that as we grow older, we just naturally mature.
那问题在这里，有时候我们经常想说，其实当我们年纪增长的时候，我们就自然而然的变得更加的成熟。
We feel like we're just like wine.
所以我们觉得呢，就是说我们就像酒一样，葡萄酒一样啊。
But if that were true, all people age 50 or above would be very nice, loving, and caring.
那如果呢，那是真的话呢，那所有一些50岁以上的人呢，他们都非常的和蔼，充满爱心，还会关心别人。
And I'm sure in this congregation that is true.
那当然了，在今天我们的会众里面，这是肯定是真的啊。
But I know in other places that's probably not the case.
但是我知道说可能在别的一些地方那你未必那是真的。
So, do your financial assets just naturally improve with time?
所以呢那你的这个平常的你金融啊方面的资产是不是说随着时间的增长就会不断的增长呢？
Nope, you have to make conscious decisions in what to invest in, what pieces of property to buy.
所以其实不会对不对那你们都需要去做了一些就是正确的决定说要买哪个房子啊还有说哪些股票啊去买啊都是要做决定。
Now assess how much time you spend on those things and how much time you spend in following Christ.
所以呢就是评估一下说你在 打理你的这个财政状况方面你投入了多少时间，和你在跟随主基督耶稣方面你投入了多少时间。
Do you work on your own character?
那有没有在你的人品上去真的是花功夫？
Are you asking the Holy Spirit to shape and change you?
那你有没有在请求着这个圣灵来塑造你，去改变你？
Here's the challenge we face.
那这是我们都要面对的一个挑战。
As Chinese people, we come from a culture that praises achievement and success.
那所以呢，其实就是作为华人是吧？我们都来自于一个这样的文化，就是那个崇拜这个成功和成就的文化。
It's in our DNA.
那个就是在我们的这个基因里面的。
We're willing to sacrifice everything to make it upwards to the best schools, the best jobs, at the best companies, things that we can brag about to our friends and family.
是有时候我们真的是可以牺牲很多很多的东西，对吧？可以去说让孩子们去一个最好的学校、最好的工作，对吧？做这些就是在朋友面前我们可以去夸口这些事情。
But look at Jesus Christ in verse 7. Now we're going to go into the passage.
那其实呢，我们看一下这个第七节这个经文，我们看一下耶稣基督他是怎么样做的。
What direction is he looking in?
大家看看，他说他是往哪个方，他是在看哪一个方向
？He's looking downward.
他其实是在向下看的啊。
He made himself nothing.
他让自己是变得微不足道，就虚己。
What direction are we naturally looking at?
那是很自然的角度了。我们每一个人，我们是往哪一个方向看的
？We're always looking up.
我们永远都是往上看。
Right? We want to make ourselves better in the ways of the world.
所以呢，就是我们想呢，让自己呢，在这个世界的眼中呢，变得更好。
So how many of us can say that we have the attitude of Christ Jesus?
那我们有多少人说我们有耶稣基督的心智
？All of us will say no.
那我想说，可能我们每一个人都会说不，没有，对吧？
Okay, let's lower the bar a little bit. How about how many of us can actually say that we're trying?
那我们把这个标准要求降低一点点，我们多少人可以说说我们真的在尝试有这个耶稣基督的心智？
I would guess very few of us.
那我猜可能是也不是很多。
Even including myself.
那包括我自己也是不行的。
Jesus sacrificed himself for the purpose of going down to earth.
那耶稣基督他真的是献上了自己。原因目的就是说让他是往下看，然后呢并且来到这个世上。
He gave up everything to reach those below.
他呢其实呢他献上了他所有的一切来去真的是去去照顾那些在下面的人。
Like us.
就是像我们每一个人。
We sacrifice for the purpose of moving up.
但是呢我们做牺牲的时候呢为的是往上走。
We're willing to pay any price so that our children can succeed.
我们有时候真的是为了让我们孩子将来的成功，我们可以付出非常多的代价。
We're willing to pay any price for the big deal.
那有时候真的是说为了一个大的生意，我们可以说也付出很多很多的代价。
See the difference?
所以大概看到这里面的区别了吧。
He made himself a servant.
他把自己变成了一个奴仆。
We're looking to make ourselves directors, VPs, and CEOs.
但是呢，我们却希望自己成为董事长、董事、这个副总裁，还有首席执行官 CEO.
Jesus is a servant leader. He leads by serving.
那耶稣他是一位服事的领袖，所以他通过服事来领导。
We like our leaders to lead by leading.
但是呢，我想说，我们却想我们的那些领袖们呢，就实际上是领导别人。
Strong and confident.
那就非常的坚强，还有自信。
In verse 8, Jesus humbles himself through obedience.
那在第八节里面，那耶稣呢，他通过顺服来谦卑自己。
How obedient are we?
那我们有多顺服
？I'm not talking about laws or just being moral.
那我不是说从这个法律的角度，或者从这个道德的角度去做顺服。
Paul says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
那在保罗在罗马书的十章九节里面说了，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
What does Jesus is Lord mean?
那耶稣是主，那这句话到底什么意思？
It means he's your master.
意思就是说他是你的主人。
He's not your genie or Santa Claus.
他不是你的精灵或者这个圣诞老人。
If he's your master, then we're supposed to follow his commands.
所以如果他是我们的主人的话，那我们就应该遵从他的诫命。
Fortunately, he doesn't really boss us around.
那这幸运的是说，耶稣他不是他不会对我们发号施令。
Or punish us as our sins deserve.
那或者说，因为我们的罪所得的，去这个惩罚我们。
He wants to have a relationship with us.
他其实是想我们与我们有一个关系。
But he also gives us the freedom to have a relationship with worldly success.
而且他也给了我们这个自由，让我们可以呢与这个处事的成功可以建立这个更加牢靠的关系。
If we want Jesus to be our master, then we'll follow him.
那如果说我们想耶稣成为做我们的主人的话，那我们就要跟随他。
If you want earthly success to be your master, then you follow the ways of the world.
那如果说我们是希望的这个世俗的成功成为我们的主人的话呢，那我们就要必须遵循这个世界的这个道路。
So, here's a test to tell if you think Jesus is really your Lord.
那这呢是一个很简单的测试，来测试说是否你真的是把主基督耶稣当做你的主人。
You can tell by how someone prays.
其实你可以看一下呢，一个人他怎么样祷告的。
People who follow Christ pray like the Lord's Prayer. Let your will be done.
那如果说真正去跟随主基督这些说的人呢，他们祷告的时候真的像主祷文那样祷告，就是说让你的旨意成就。
So then the prayer really, our prayer should be, how can I participate in your will, God, in this world?
那我们的这个祷告真的会想说主啊，在这个世界上我怎么样才能真的是参与到你的旨意里面。
How do I love those who are unlovable for the sake of the gospel?
那真的是说我怎么样是真的为了福音的缘故去爱一些不可爱的人。
How do I help bring about your kingdom on this earth at this time?
我怎么样去真的尽我一份力把你的国度也带到这个世界上。
This is a prayer of obedience and submission.
那这就是一个顺服还有一个顺服的这样的祷告。
People who see God more as a genie or Santa Claus pray like this.
那如果说有一些人把这个神呢当做他的这个精灵或圣诞老人的话呢，他们一般会这样祷告。
God, please help me get a job, a better job, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a wife, a husband, a promotion. Help my kids get into a good school. Me, me, me.
那一般会这样说啊，神啊，给我一份，赐我一份工作，给我一份更好的工作，一个男朋友、女朋友，或者说让我的孩子进入那所很好的学校。给我一个工作上的这个升职，就是都是关于我自己怎么样。
Now the person who follows Christ can pray the second prayer. It's part of lifting our needs up to God.
那当然了，就是说，真正跟随主基督耶稣的人，他们也会做这样的祷告，但是呢，他们一定是先做那第一个祷告。
Now if we profess to be Christ's followers, we have to look downwards.
Yeah.如果我们自称是耶稣的这个跟随者的话呢，那我们就必须要像他一样向下看。
Look at the Gospels. Who does Jesus spend most of his time with?
那如果说我们看一下福音书，那经文的话，我们可以看一下，就耶稣其实他大部分时间都跟谁在一起
？The hurting, the poor, the people who are overlooked by the rich.
其实他是跟那些受伤害的穷人。还有一些真的是富人都忽略掉的人，他是跟他们在一起。
What should we be looking to do?
那我们应该怎么样做呢
？Look down.
所以我们真的要像耶稣基督一样往下看。
And serve those who we think are beneath us.
去服侍那些我们认为是在我们下面的人。
Now this is really hard because it's very inconvenient.
那这个因为真的是不太好做，所以这个真的是很难的事情。
It's hard because we don't think other people deserve it.
那为什么觉得困难呢？因为我们会认为说那些其他的人其实他们不配去获得这些东西。
The poor are that way because they deserve it. They didn't make good choices.
那穷人他们穷是因为他是应得的，因为他们没有做那些好的选择。
They should work hard like me.
他们应该像我一样那么努力勤奋的工作。
We don't want to enable them.
我们也不想说帮助他们。
But notice God doesn't place those conditions on us.
但是大家有没有发现，其实神他并没有把那些条件放在我们身上。
If he did, we'd all be going to hell.
如果他真的有把那些条件加在我们身上的话，我们每一个人都只能去地狱。
Good thing God doesn't think, is that person trying their hardest not to sin? Have they done everything they could possibly do to be godly? Why are they pursuing money even though I've told them not to?
那真的是很幸运的是，其实神他并没有这样问我们，把这条件放在我们身上，他并没有说他们有在尽最大努力不犯罪吗？他也没有说他们有没有做他们能做所有事情去变得更加圣洁，他也没有问说即使我叫他们不要那么爱钱，他们还是要追求那么多钱，他并没有把这些事情那些条件加在我们身上。
But we place so many conditions on other people.
但是我们确实把很多很多这种条件放加在别人的身上。
You know, just like the Israelites of the Old Testament, we are a stiff-necked people.
那正如在这个旧约圣经里的以色列人一样，我们是非常顽固的人。
We're stubborn, we're selfish, we live for ourselves.
那我们很固执，我们也很自私，我们都为自己而活。
But Jesus still came down to live with us and to die for us.
但是呢，耶稣基督他还是真的是降世为人，与我们在一起，而且就为我们而死。
And it's really the fruit of the Spirit that's also attractive to the world as we follow Christ.
所以真的是当我们跟随主基督耶稣的时候，那真正圣灵的果子，那是在吸引着我们。
So if we look downward and treat people with kindness and patience and gentleness, that's very attractive to society and to non-Christians.
那如果说真的是我往下看的时候，我对别人是非常的这个非常爱他们。对他们非常好的话呢，其实呢，这对我们的这个社区那就是非常的有吸引力。
We live in a time where people are unkind, impatient, and greedy.
那我们真的活在这个时代上，这人呢真的是并不的友善，而且呢非常的这个非常的这个贪婪。
But if we treat people differently in a Christ-like manner, people respond well.
但是如果说我们真的是以一种真的像耶稣基督那样子的方式去对待别人的话，其实别人呢的反应呢对我们也是非常好的。
And I've seen that across Seattle.
那真的是我在西雅图很多地方都看到过这样的例子。
I've interacted with a lot of non-Christians.
那我很多这个非基督徒跟他们都有很多的互动。
And I try and treat people very kindly, even if I don't feel like they deserved it or made the best choices.
那真的有时候我觉得，哎呀，说他们没有做更好的选择，或者说他们真的不配得到这一切的时候，我还是跟他们呢真的非常的仁慈的在跟他们在一起。
And people become very curious.
那就是开始呢，人们就开始觉得很好奇了。
Why would you treat me so well?
他们会说为什么你对我们这么好。
And when they find out I'm a Christian,
那他们后来发现说原来我是一个基督徒的时候，
they're really surprised.
那他们真的就是很惊讶。
Wow, I thought Christians were just very unloving people.
他们说，哦，我原来以为真的这个基督徒是一些非常麻木不爱别人的人。
That's a very sad reflection of what the church is looked or how the church is viewed today.
那真的是这是一个非常可悲的这样一个现实，就是说很多的今天的教会在别人的印象中都是这样子。
So as we enter into the season of Advent, which ushers in the arrival of Jesus.
那当我们进入这个真的是纪念耶稣基督降生降临的这个季节。
We need to really remember that he came because he was looking downward towards earth filled with hopeless people.
那真的是我们要记得说，耶稣基督之所以来到这个世上，是因为他往下看，看到了这些就是一些很这个世界上充满了无助的人。
Even though he was God, not only did he become a person, but he became the lowest of people, a servant.
那即使他是神。但是呢，他却变成一个人，而且变成了最谦卑的人。
If we're wanting to be in the 1%, let's really aspire to be the 1% as Christ's followers, not in the ways of the world.
那如果说我们真的是说努力要成为那1%的人的话，那真的是我们应该努力去成为那像主基督耶稣的那1%的人，而不是这世界是标准的1%的人。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you. That you look downward towards us. We thank you, God, that you do not require so much from us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，真的是感谢耶稣基督，你是往下看，你看到了我们，你并没有真的是把你这个完美的标准加到我们身上。
God, I pray that you would break the chains of greed and desire for wealth.
那真的是天父，求你真的是打破我们这些 世上这些贪婪，尤其是要获得更多金钱的这样的贪婪。
The world is so attractive.
那这个世界是非常的吸引人的。
And it's just we can do so much when we have money.
啊，真的是因为当我们有钱的时候，我们可以做太多的事情。
It's not fun to be poor.
那真的是很多时候在这个世上，贫穷并不是一件快乐的事情。
But God, I pray that you would forgive us for pursuing worldly success too much.
那真的天父，真的求主你原谅我们，原谅我们真的是花太多心思去追寻这些世俗的成功。
I pray, O God, that you would help us to see money for what it is.
那求天父你也看，让我们看见这个钱的真正的这个用处。
It's a tool, but not an object of success.
啊，这只是一个工具，它不是一个这个成功要成为要成就的目标。
Help us to remember that we are merely stewards, and all this money is yours.
那真的是帮求你帮助我们记住，真的是我们都是你的仆人，而这些钱全是你的。
We thank you for sending your son Jesus to come to earth and die for us.
那感谢天父，真的是你差遣了主基督耶稣你的亲生儿子来到世上，并为我们的死。
Even though we do not deserve it in the slightest.
真的是我们真的是不配。
We thank you for this month.
我感谢你赐给我们，感谢你赐给我们这个月。
We thank you for this time of remembrance.
感谢你赐给我们这个真的纪念的这个季节。
We pray that you would continue to change us.
那也求你真的继续的改变我们。
That our spiritual health will be healthier than our financial health.
那我们的这个属灵的这个健康会比我们的这个财务健康更加健康。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢天父，把赞美荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.